Episode 12, Managing Your Money. Welcome to the Be Your Own Boss podcast, the young entrepreneur's guide to starting a business. Whether you're thinking about business for the first time or you have an idea that you want to develop, then this is the podcast for you. I'm Mari and I'll be guiding you through this 15-part series that will keep you on track and help you think through the challenges that come with starting a business. Part of the Welsh Government's Business Wales service, Big Ideas Wales raises aspirations and supports young entrepreneurs' ambitions for business. Part funded by the European Regional Development Fund, Big Ideas Wales supports young people through online resources, business skills workshops, and one-to-one sessions with an advisor to help your ideas become a reality. To get in touch with us, you can like and follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Message us and one of the team will get back to you. Call us via the helpline on 03000 60 3000, live chat on the Business Wales website, or you can email us bigideas@gov.wales. It's episode 12 of the Be Your Own Boss podcast, and in the last episode we talked about pricing. I gave you the five-step process you can use to work them out, but I think it's time we talked about managing your money. We all need assistance in managing our money from time to time, and I'm going to give you some simple ways you can look after your money when you run your own business. Think of it in basic terms. All businesses have money coming in. Well, we'd hope so, wouldn't we? This is your income. The money going out would be your costs. You need to record all of your income and costs so that you can manage your business and report to the UK tax body, or as they are known, the HMRC. If you earn more money than you're spending, then you're making a profit, and that's what we're all here for, right? But what you may not know is that many businesses struggle with cash flow because they often have to pay for things before they come in. Problems with cash flow are a common reason for a business failing, which is why you need to manage your money, and it's so important to keep on top of what money is coming in and going out. There are lots of cheap and free accounting apps that can help you manage your finances. Some banks also provide free software. You'll need to create a budget to make sure you keep your business costs under control. So once you create a budget, stick to it. When you create your budget, you'll notice some costs are fixed, such as rent, while others like materials or delivery costs are variable. Keep this in mind when creating your budget. Don't forget to include the key costs as well, like staff, rent, utilities, business rates, tax, insurance, supplies, marketing, and any loan repayments. Now you might be asking the question, do I need to open a business bank account? You don't have to open a business account, and you'll find a lot of freelancers use their personal accounts, but it's a good idea to get one. The benefits of having a business account are: all of your business finances will be in one place. Customers may prefer to pay a business other than a person. Your business bank manager can offer you advice and support. If you have a limited company or a partnership, then you should open a business account. Remember to shop around though, as business bank accounts charge fees, but these can vary, so look for the best option for you. If you're under 18, don't worry, it's possible to get a business bank account, but you might have to approach a few banks before you find the one that's best for you. You might have some questions about VAT, so let me give you some information. To be able to charge VAT, which is currently 20%, you have to register, and you can only do this once your turnover reaches the VAT threshold, which is currently at £85,000. If you do charge VAT, then you will need to fill in a quarterly VAT return. If you have paid more VAT than you received, then you will be reimbursed. Even though this all sounds great, most businesses find that they have invoiced more VAT than they have paid, and so they have to pay the surplus to the HMRC. It works both ways. Another question you might be asking is, do I need an accountant? Which is a good question. You don't have to have an accountant. A bookkeeper would be cheaper, or you could even do the books yourself. However, many businesses find that getting professional advice saves them money in the long run. Accountancy and bookkeeping fees vary, so you have to look around, ask for recommendations, and then make your decision. There's a few decisions to be made, but whilst doing this, don't forget you will have to keep records. You won't be able to remember everything, so here's a handy list of everything you need to do. Sales and income. Keep invoices and or till rolls. Business expenses. Make sure that you keep receipts. VAT records. That is if you are VAT registered, obviously. PAYE records. This is for the staff you employ. Travel for work. Make sure you keep a detailed record of your journeys and their costs. I had the chance to talk to Big Ideas role model Frankie Hobro from Anglesey Sea Zoo. Let's take a listen. Frankie, thanks for taking the time to have a chat with us. First of all, introduce yourself and tell us a bit about the business.
So I'm Frankie Hobro. I'm the owner and director of the Anglesey Sea Zoo and Marine Resource Centre. And we are the only aquarium anywhere that focuses completely on British marine life, native species. The idea being that a lot of people in the UK don't know what's in the sea. And if they don't know it's there, they won't protect it. So we have water from the sea that goes from the Menai Strait back into the Menai Strait, completely natural systems, natural temperature changes, and all the marine animals that people should see that exist in our seas that they probably never have seen, don't know about. And we're also able to breed the rare species that we have. So both species of British seahorse, spiny lobsters, things like that, which are really, really rare now in nature, in the wild, in our coasts and in our seas. We are breeding those with a view to re-releasing them back into the sea around the UK.
Wow, I can tell straight off that you're passionate about this. Would you say that being passionate about your business is essential?
It's absolutely essential to be passionate about your business. And I think there's no problem if that changes, if the focus changes or your aims change. But if you've got that passion of the long-term goal and where you want to go and what you want to do, that's the only way really that you can continue to run your own business, because you're in it for the long haul. You know, it's not a quick short-term success. And if it is, then you have to have another passion to keep driving that further forward. So it's got to be something, even if it's something that people tell you, like they told me, you know, oh, you won't make much money doing that. You know, it's a lifestyle job. Then that is what will keep you going. So you've got to have that passion and that determination and that long-term vision, really, of what you want to achieve.
Were you aware of how challenging it was going to be when you bought the business? Is it over 15 years ago now?
Yeah, it's about 13 years ago. And I have to be really honest, if I'd realised that everything is involved as sort of hardcore as it is, I had a pretty good idea about what I was going into. I made the decision, never thought in a million years I'd own a business in the past. Very, very conscious and aware of what I was doing when I bought it, but I didn't realise how intense a lot of the aspects were. And if I had, I certainly would have thought twice. So it's probably a good thing that I didn't know, really.
So what kind of advice then would you pass on to a young person dreaming of starting their own business, knowing what you know now?
First of all, I think it has to be something that you really, really want to do. You mustn't be put off by the fact that somebody might have tried it and failed before. And you mustn't be put off by the fact that it isn't something that will instantly be really successful or make money, because you will be the thing that makes it successful or not. And you can create your own USP. So I ended up, I kind of had the worst case scenario, really, because I wasn't a startup. I turned a business around. I bought a business that was very old and tired, needed a lot of investment, had quite a sort of poor image, really, for the last sort of 20 odd years it had been there. And I created my own USP and drove it forward like that with my passions and with what I wanted to do with my experience. And that's really what you need to have. It's that vision and that determination. But it has to be something that you really, really interested in and something that you're very passionate about.
This was made for you, really, with your interest in sea life. When did that start then, and how did that come about?
The business as it is now is absolutely perfect for what I want to do. And the reason for that is that I've kind of moulded it and created it as I've gone along. So my background originally was conservation. It was actually island conservation with Gerald Durrell Wildlife Trust, which was very much kind of voluntary jobs, very poor pay, lovely exotic locations, great lifestyle. lots of really, really good experience. And then I actually not only did a degree, I did a master's, which is quite unusual for people in their own business, really, because it's seen very much as a kind of academic route to take. But my master's specialised in marine. It was marine environmental protection at Bangor University and brought me back here. I'd been here a lot in my childhood, a lot in North Wales, a lot in Anglesey. And that was, it was after that, really, that I decided to move back and buy the business. And I turned it around into something that was what I wanted to do, that allowed me to follow those passions of sustainability, conservation, education with the public, and obviously the breeding and conservation, and sort of tying everything in really to the local community and the local environment, working with fishermen and making it into something totally different, totally unique within the UK, and unique anywhere, really.
You must get a massive sense of achievement now, though, talking about it and looking at how far you've come on your journey and what the business is today. It feels like it's tailor-made for you. That must give you a real buzz.
I do get a buzz. I love talking about the business. Still very passionate about it. Can't imagine that I won't be, because I think I get more passionate about it the more it grows in the direction I'm kind of pushing it in. I'm very fortunate. I've got a lot of staff who are on board with it, and they love the fact that we've got these kind of exciting projects coming up and that we're so unique with what we do. And again, that's really important, I think.
And what advice would you give on managing the cash flow of a business?
So cash flow is always one of the trickiest things to tackle, especially with a business like mine, which currently we still close for sort of 6 or 7 weeks over the really quiet part of the winter. And it's obviously kind of feast and famine. So we have a lot of people visiting in the really busy times, in the summer holidays, wet days, things like that. And then there are times of year when it's really very quiet. So it's all about being resourceful. And fortunately for me, that's what I've always done in my work before, in conservation work. So I'm used to kind of having to stockpile and having to plan ahead. The really nice thing is that it becomes quite predictable. So you at least know which days you're going to be busy. You know things like, you know, when you're going to get hammered for your VAT bill, which in my case is right when I'm closing. So I have to make sure that I've got, you know, prepared for that. So it's something that you have to be very, very organised about and very sort of wary of, really, especially, as I say, in a seasonal business. And it's another one of those reasons why you need to have your finger on the pulse all the time and really carefully watch all your outgoings, all your incomings, and make sure that you've got that reserve there as well for when you need it.
Anglesey and the UK are fortunate to have a business like this as well. So, well done.
Thank you.
And thanks for the chat.
You're welcome.
Now we've discussed managing your money and keeping records, it's time to start thinking of other aspects such as the law, insurances and taxes. So listen to the next episode to find out more. To get in touch with us, you can like and follow us on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram. Message us and one of the team will get back to you. Call us via the helpline on 03000 60 3000. Live chat on the Business Wales website. Or send us an email, bigideas@gov.wales. Don't forget to get in touch with any questions.